Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from, as I rearrange the stage, at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, California. Always great to do these shows here. We always do one around Halloween. Doug loves scary movies. Today, of course, is Sunday, April 19th, 2015, at 420-ish. It's 420 Eve, you guys. Very excited about that. Who's coming back for the stand-up show later tonight here at Cobb's? Awesome. That's going to be fun. You're going to have a long break in between to pregame, and then come back and... when it gets to be 10 seconds to midnight, we're going to do a countdown, you know, like they do on New Year's Eve shows. And then when it's midnight, we're all going to leave. Because outside you could smoke. You can't light things on fire in here. FYI. Let me see your name tags, San Francisco. I know you've got a lot of great ones. You always do a great job. Very, very creative place. Very loud young lady over there. What'd you do? Scribble something down on a napkin or something? All right. Well, at least you have the Douglas movie shirt on. That's nice. So, good job. It's one I signed, even? All right. Right on her boob. She wasn't wearing it at the time, you guys. I don't think so. Wow, instead of obvious child, obvious Cassie. That's your name, Cassie? And Jurassic Park. You guys are, what a cute couple you are with the dinosaur movie and the abortion comedy. I've seen that Tenacious D poster before, right? Not that one, but didn't someone just recently use that same poster, but they changed different words? But you're Tenacious D, the pick of destiny. Good job, man. What was the last movie you saw, Chris?
Django Unchained.
Django Unchained. So you just got around to... what were you watching? Like you're having a slave movie marathon? Next up, 12 years. What format did you watch it in?
It was on my DVR.
It was on your DVR. And you're just in the mood for it?
Well, it was on there for almost a year.
Almost a year? For a whole year? And you have a small child? Yeah. Once they're two or three, though, I think that movie's right in their wheelhouse. It's really good for a toddler. What's the deal with the gigantic Danny Glover head? Is your name Danny?
It's Ricky.
Your name is Ricky?
Yes.
Why do you have a giant Danny Glover head?
It felt like a good idea.
Well, it certainly caught my attention. I'm too old for these shit name tags. It's what? Which one was he? He wasn't Riggs, right? He was the other one? Murtaugh. That's what Murtaugh would say. Is your last name Murtaugh? No, I'm just Ricky. With a big Danny Glover on a stick. God, I wonder if you, like, just marched down some street here in town, what kind of crowd would develop, what kind of, what people would think is going on, what's happening. And then right next to it is another huge one. You guys win the big name tags contest. Too Nat, Too Furious. Because your name is Nat.
Ali.
Ali, sure. I like shorting Natalie to Nat. Or Natty. Does anyone call you Natty?
In high school, college.
That's what I called that whole period of time in my life. High school, college. Some high school, some college. All right, you guys. Let me plug a couple of things that are coming up. Thanks for bringing all those name tags and holding them up for so long. Eugene, Oregon. Wow Hall this Tuesday. Los Angeles. I'll be in David Tell's underground show at the Comedy Store Wednesday night. And Doug Lowe's Movies returns to Meltdown Comics on Saturday, April 25th at 4:20. Quick thank you to real estate appraiser Brent Lewis for including Doug Lowe's Movies on his must list in the latest Entertainment Weekly. Yeah. The one with the Avengers on the cover has this thing. It's just like, we asked this guy, Brent Lewis. Or maybe he just sent it in. They just pick ones that they like or something. But he sent in his must list. Had some pretty good stuff on it. The Avengers was on there. And comedy podcasts. And then it's listed this show. How did this get made? And who charted? Yeah. And then he wrote something like, don't snicker, or something like that. Something to the effect of that people should think he should feel deep shame for enjoying comedy podcasts. But good job. Good job, Brent Lewis. Oh, the prize bag is so heavy and so full of stuff. What are these wooden boxes that are on the stage? Oh, this is just microphone stuff from the club. I thought maybe somebody in the audience was enterprising and jumped up here and put some nice prizes on the table. Because these totally look like they should have like pipes in them. Little pipe coffins. All right, so I got to put these aside and remember not to give them away. But yeah, the prize bag is just chock. Look at how big and heavy this prize bag is. There's lots of stuff in here, and we will sort through it with the guests, because I'm lonely, and I'm excited that it's the day before 4:20. Tomorrow in Denver, Colorado, I'm recording my latest album, my latest triumph. It's called Promotional Tool, and comes out on June 9th. Please give a big warm welcome. Got four great comedians in town. Yeah. And I talked them all into coming over here. It's a beautiful day outside. It's perfect for being inside. Talking about movies. If you can't be at a movie during a beautiful day like this, you should at least be talking about them. So please give a big warm welcome to Matt Fulcheron, Bert Kreischer, Ivan Hernandez, and Graham Elwood.
We're missing a chair.
Somebody's going to have to share.
We need a mic, too.
We really don't have enough chairs or mics. That's hilarious.
Dude, so grab a stool.
I sent emails where I... Yeah, no, let's play some music and you guys can play musical chairs for it. I hope you don't run out of juice. Matt Fulcheron, ladies and gentlemen, return guest to the program. I believe it's his second time doing the show.
Yeah.
I like your relaxed demeanor. You weren't sweating the no mic, no chair thing. You enjoying a beer.
Yeah.
Matt and I got drunk before we came here.
We've been hitting it hard this week, me and Bert, and we kind of just got to power through this, if you don't mind.
All right, well.
We periscoped it and everything. We sat next to an Italian couple.
We almost didn't come.
Yeah. We sat next to an Italian couple who ordered pizza and wine, and we thought, that's kind of hacky. They should get a cheeseburger and fries or something. Fuck you guys.
You came out swinging, man. Like, people in this city, they love their people that are just sitting in a restaurant ordering food.
Yeah, but then we assaulted them, and I go, why would you get pizza? And they were like, we just got here.
An Italian restaurant, right?
No, it wasn't an Italian restaurant. They went out of their way to get pizza and wine, and Matt and I had a beer in front.
What, they went, like, into a Thai food place and said, we want a fucking pizza? We're Italian. We're going to shoot your kneecaps off if you don't. Listen, this is Bert Kreischer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You gotta
applaud if you really know who I am. Okay, if you don't know who I am.
Wait a second.
Because I always wonder.
What do you mean applaud if you really? Nobody was fake applauding before.
There were a couple. I saw that guy back there.
I think they were all genuinely excited. Trying to weed out the people that weren't and also it's not that many people. It's just gonna sound the same.
All right, thank you.
All right, if you don't really know who he is, don't applaud this time. It's Bert Kreischer! See, it sounds exactly the same.
It does sound the same. It's the people I can see in the light, like those two chicks did it, because they were like, this is uncomfortable.
Well,
it's maybe like me saying, I don't want to watch you have an orgasm. And you're like, ugh.
Maybe they're precogs, and they knew you were going to call them chicks.
Chicks.
So they were hating you.
I learned something new about my hate-filled life every time I come on this podcast.
Minority discrimination reports.
I learned I was a fat shamer one time. As a fat person, I was a fat fucking shamer. But I learned a lot. Thank you, Doug, for being my friend.
But you look pretty good right now, though, right?
No.
You're doing pretty good.
No.
You're not at a good weight right now?
No, and I have a little addiction to Vicodin, so...
Well, all right. Guess I'll tiptoe around you today. Thanks for sitting right next to me, Alpha. This happens every time, Graham, I've noticed recently, is that the person that needs the most attention sits the closest to me, and the person who needs the least amount of attention sits the furthest away. And Matt made that even more... He made even more of a statement by not even needing a chair.
Yeah, I was going to stand
totally
without a mic.
Cool with it. Now, wait a second. Now your mic has a cord on it.
Yeah,
are
I got
you
downgraded.
A magician?
Yeah. I thought this was a magic podcast. I'm not familiar with this show.
Why did that happen? Did they have a reason for doing that?
Nah.
It's an appreciation of Magic Mike.
Bert Kreischer, ladies and gentlemen.
Kaboom.
Bert Kreischer.
He is so proud of himself that he made a movie reference.
Did you see it in my eyes?
Only a few years old.
I looked to you like a great Santini. I was like, oh, right, Dad? Right, Dad?
Did you make a potty? Did you make a Magic Mike too?
That was a shit movie reference, ladies and gentlemen, on multiple levels.
I don't want to prejudge Magic Mike 2, though. It could be hot.
Oh. I'll be watching
Could
that.
Could be hot stuff.
It's definitely going to be The Godfather Part 2 of Magic Mike's.
Really? You think there will be people debate whether it's better than the first one or not?
I think so. There's going to be a lot of think pieces about this.
No, I think he's just going to shoot his brother in a lake. You're going to moan that, San Francisco. I'm sorry. That happened in Godfather. Do you remember Fredo did a bad thing? Spoiler alert, got one between the bean. Sorry, guys. There's a lot of murder in those movies. Don't watch them, San Francisco. Kill your television and have a vegan rally.
Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen. I just realized, I think the five of us are not from these parts.
Nope.
Yeah, right? Boo, people wow. that aren't from Hayward.
Boo, you travelers, you gypsy roamers.
Yeah, you traveling con artists.
Yeah, you fucking grifters, stay put.
We paid to see this. We saw Britney Spears in Vegas. They had a microphone for her.
Yeah, they really did.
That was a professional show. And finally, and I meant to introduce him first. First time guest, you guys.
Yeah. Oh.
That's right. Give it up for Ivan Hernandez.
Yeah. Local talent, everybody. As yeah. close as it gets to local.
Local phenom. Originally out of Florida.
I have forsaken my hometown of Miami. I am now of San Francisco. I got the papers notarized, at least signed off.
Really? You could just be like, I don't want to be associated with Miami on paper.
Exactly. Look, when I'm telling people how bad it is, I'm definitely from Miami. Anytime that I'm telling people directly how Florida is the most terrible place in the continental United States, and you know what? I'll extend it to the non-continental United States. Florida is definitely worse than Guam. Absolutely.
Wait, Ivan, I'm from Florida too. We can't represent like that.
Oh, shit.
We're allowed to carry our own guns and kill people. Where else can you do that? Not in Puerto Rico. Or actually, probably can.
You can bomb Puerto Rico. They don't care.
What did you...
I think that was a thing.
Puerto Rico got bombed, and they were like, we still want to be part of the United States, at least provisionally.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Ivan?
Okay. I get loot crates, which are...
One person.
Oh, you also have to throw out a bunch of shit every month? Yeah, I got loot crates, so I got a bunch... I got a Joker Batman figure. He is both the Joker and Batman. I know that it sounds like it doesn't make sense, guys. But you can be both. There's some comic books, Walking Dead, an issue of the Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo Batman. I didn't need to say the creative team, but also I don't need to get pussy either. There's some Walking
Dead. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I got a Batman wristband, and I get so much fucking pussy. It's unbelievable. Just nerd pussy. Just like, yeah.
Get some of that fake geek girl pussy.
Whoa, that's a lot of pussies.
Whoa. That's not what I was talking about.
A transformer? There's a transformer thing
in
there.
Yeah, this is a pussy magnet.
That is a Fifth Element themed Nintendo cartridge action figure. I didn't ask for these things. They just started sending me them for free, and I was like, okay.
So funny, I thought Loot Crate was so different.
No, they just give you a bunch of shit every month. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
It's really fun. You can play Jenga with it.
Exactly.
There's another Transformers thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that franchise. Oh,
really?
Really, San Francisco? There's a lot of transforming robot allies in the crowd.
I'm sorry, in San Francisco, we don't want you to commit a robot hate crime.
That's what the T in LGBT stands for, transformer. Lesbian, gays, bisexual, and transformers.
It's true.
This is pretty fucking sweet. It's a Darth Vader keychain.
Yeah. Wow. That is an actual legitimate thing that I considered not giving to you people. Look, I kept the extra Groot figure they gave me. I'm not crazy.
I can't find my car. Search your feelings. What floor were you parked on?
You know you were in 7A.
We got some t-shirts supplied by Mr. Bert Kreischer.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Yeah.
You can outfit the whole family.
They're like, they're Russian themed. Like he's some sort of dictator or something.
It's propaganda.
Yeah. I am the machine.
Yep. And there's extra large, medium, and small.
How considerate of him to bring all three sizes. Usually when somebody wins a t-shirt in the prize bag, they just have to twist in the wind if they're not the not the same size. So that's very, very considerate of you.
Well, they're $3 a shirt. It's not a big deal.
How about some slave labor shirts, everybody? Some small foreign hands made those.
We're really selling this prize bag, huh?
We really are. Hey, here's all the shit we didn't want.
How do you make the shirt so cheaply, Bert? Oh, we use Slaber. a scarf from our friends at Hitman Glass. I was on At Midnight recently, so somebody today is going to get some delicious cookies.
Shit.
Yeah, these don't have marijuana in them, though. They're not marijuana cookies. They're delicious cookies. Oh, and Graham Elwood's Palm Strike Dance Party.
Yeah, I have that in all sizes.
It's a CD. And do you have those for sale after the show today,
yeah,
Graham?
Yeah, I have those.
Wait, are you selling merch after this?
That's right, bitch.
Oh,
bring
fuck, I am too.
Me too.
Machine shirts.
Me too.
$20.
Oh, I'm selling some merch, too. I've got a Darth Vader keychain. I've got...
Anybody want some Transformer shit?
A Whistling Bane shirt, which will also be available in the lobby.
Only in one size. The size of the shadows. Slip into it.
I'm so excited we're selling merch.
Matt Fulcheron brought a copy of his CD.
Yes.
This is the part of the job I hate.
Limited edition. It's out of print.
Are you selling it after the show?
I can't afford to get any more made. Yeah, I'm selling it after the show.
How much do you pay per CD?
I don't know, but the $20. Or like whatever you got on you.
Oh.
Here's another thing that Ivan brought. It looks like it's some sort of...
A Halo Lego?
Vibrator. Oh, Lego.
A Lego.
Lego? Okay.
The Halo butt plug, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it just sort of looks like it is.
Find the Master Chief within yourself.
Hello.
Really, a lot of Master Chief / no butt play people in the crowd?
It's 420 somewhere.
And, there's so much stuff in this
Are you
bag.
A magician?
Jesus Christ. Is this a prize podcast?
It's Doug Loves Prizes.
That says Doug Loves Prizes.
I can't get it out of this giant bag. Oh, wait, I got it. Schmovie, everybody. Yeah. This had to get through TSA. And they weren't suspicious. And...
Good fucking God.
There's still another thing in there. It's like Christmas.
For the believers.
For the believers.
What's that?
Oh. Oh.
What is it?
A pigeon. All hail the egg.
Yeah. A pigeon better jump out of that thing real quick, right?
There's pantyhose in here. Oh. No, it's actually a poke bowl. It's a nice little poke bowl that's got kind of a Weeble's Wobble kind of vibe to it. Egg-shaped. Yeah, pop it open, but there's a dangerous pointy thing inside it, so be careful. Lift the top of the egg off. There's little instructions in there.
It's Adderall.
But you can see that stick. You see that stick pointing up in the middle?
Yeah, okay.
You put your pipe on there, and it clears out your pipe, your piece. Oh. And then, yeah, you poke a bowl. And then the bottom of it's made out of rubber that ashes don't stick to, so it's very easy to dispose of all the ashes.
Poke a bowl.
That's cute. A very complicated way to sell a coat hanger.
Someone...
Look, in some states, you can't buy those things. The regulations are very strict.
Someone's going home with all of those things today on Doug Loves Movies.
Hey, can we start talking about movies now?
Yes. What was the last movie you saw, Bert Kreischer?
Project Almanac.
Wow.
Fuck, are you serious?
Wow.
Did anyone see it? It's the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
It's the greatest movie I've ever seen. The acting is phenomenal. It was shot amazing. And the fucking story? Are you kidding me? Talk about cyclicality. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't. No idea. No idea what word you were going for.
Oh, circles. The circle, big word that smart people use.
Talk about circles. This movie's got them. Not since the last film about the Olympics have I seen more circles.
I tried watching Interstellar, but I fucking fell asleep. So I didn't get it.
Graham's disappointed.
You know, Bert, we were talking about having you on Comedy Film Nerds earlier. I think we got to maybe reevaluate that.
Listen, I like bad movies.
You guys.
I like the other best movie I've ever seen is A Time Traveler's Wife. That's the best fucking movie.
That's a good movie.
That's not even the best McAdams movie.
I agree to disagree.
Fair enough.
They're all the best.
It is such a great movie for a stand-up comic because I feel like that every time I come home out of the woods. They're like, Mommy, he's here. And then I start disappearing again because I got to go back on the road. And I'm always naked and I wake up.
Yeah, it's just like Eric Bana. You show up with your dong swinging around.
Fucking sobbing, crying. I was sobbing, crying at Project Almanac. Oh, my God. Fucking amazing movie. When he goes and sees his dad, he's like, say goodbye to your son.
Don't give it away.
Don't spoil Project Almanac, you guys. Produced by Michael Bay. Don't ruin that goddamn gem.
It hasn't come out on video, all right?
Yeah.
It's really good. You'll like it. Call me. We'll talk through it. Anything with time travel, I'm fucking in. I am any time travel movie, I am wholeheartedly committed. It is my favorite movie. The one with have you seen the one with the British guys in the bar?
Yes.
Yeah, I fucking love that. Oh, they go into the bathroom and come out and everyone's dead. They're like, fuck. I want to do a time travel sitcom, but I don't think anyone believe it.
Your grown man just said, they come out and everyone's like, uh-oh. And they go like, hey. Oh. What is the name of that movie? Do you know? The British people?
Something, Time, Something.
That was the working title. What was the real title?
Oh, Time was in the time travel movie? Time, okay, that makes sense.
Did we put Machine in there somewhere?
Tinker, Tailor, Time, something.
Hey, did you guys feel like I can't watch Hot Tub Time Machine because they stole Louis C.K.'s joke in this trailer? Like when they look at the black guy and they go, we're going back to Civil War, you wouldn't like that? That's Louis C.K.'s joke. He wrote it like 8 years ago and they put it in the trailer. I don't like that.
Fuck Hot Tub Time Machine too.
Yeah, it's about time somebody stomped all over that movie that has already failed.
You remember in Hot Tub Time Machine when Chevy Chase was like, go eat a bag of dicks? That's Louis C.K.'s joke.
He said that?
No.
Oh, fuck. Don't fucking bait and switch me like that in front of these people, Ivan.
I apologize. By the way, I would love a game where Bert just describes the plot of a movie and his reaction to it.
Go ahead,
and people have to guess what the movie is.
We still don't know the name of the one he already did.
Time Bandits.
He's gonna do one.
He's not in it. He's not in it. He doesn't want to do it. And then fuck it. He does it. He comes back. And then he gets broken in half. And you think it's over, but he comes back again. No. And he fucking does it. But it was the chick the whole time. You got it.
Wow. The game works. The game works.
Fucking, this is good.
Wait. What was the answer?
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises.
It was the chick the whole time.
I thought you said Tournament of Roses.
They're basically the same.
Is Bert describing a parade?
Tournament of Roses.
It was the French girl.
Nice.
All right.
I got
that
it.
Game, that's a great game to do on some other show. You've already encouraged the audience to yell shit out, which is never a good idea. when weed and alcohol are involved. I think all the games today just involve everybody up on stage, so please don't yell out answers.
Yes, yes.
I still want to know what the name of that movie was.
I'll Google it.
What was the third word?
It's the guy. It was. You ready? This is how I.
What was the one word I should know? Time.
I got it. This is how I got to figure it out. I got to Google Bridesmaids because I know that dude was in Bridesmaids.
Chris O'Dowd.
Chris. I thought the guy that played Robin in Batman.
No, you idiot.
Here's Chris O'Donnell. Jesus.
Chris who the fuck did you just say?
Chris O'Dowd is from Bridesmaids and.
Chris. Oh. How would we spell O'Dowd?
Calvary.
Chris O'Donnell? Nope. Chris O'Dowd, got it.
Boom.
Let's look at his... He's oh, how about the one... Chris O'Dowd was... FAQU about time travel. And then Chris O'Dowd, was he in the other one with the guy, the dad goes, son, I got to tell you a secret. We can time travel. And then he falls in love and tries to fall in love.
No.
That was a great fucking movie, too.
That's Bill Nye, and the movie's called...
Bill Nye, the Science Guy?
Peggy Sue Got Married.
About Time.
Not to be
and
confused
Rachel McAdams
with In
is
Time,
in
starring Justin Timberlake.
I might work on a time travel script. Oh, I told you.
Did you find out the name of that fucking movie?
Oh, yeah, I told you it. FAQ? FAQ, all you need to know about time travel. Frequently asked questions about time travel. Thank you for translating.
Something, something time?
No, maybe that's not it. Maybe that's
travel?
Not it. That might not be it.
Time
I don't
time?
Fucking know.
What
it's
sounds,
about time for time?
Well, what, you think he's got two titles in his repertoire that sound like they're about time travel? It's
probably, this is like watching my parents try to remember a movie.
You know the one with the guy who wore the hat and that other thing and it had the guy, he had shoes?
He had skin. They were all covered in skin.
Yeah, yes.
It's like watching my parents
Siri,
make
what's
love.
Chris O'Dowd's time travel movie?
What?
I just asked Siri.
Siri isn't going to know shit
Siri
about this.
Does not go
she
to the
just
movies.
Said, are you doing Doug Loves Movies?
Yeah. She wants,
take
to,
control,
she wants to be a
Siri
guest.
Every time I do it, Eliza and Hal keep fading from photos, Bert. Just answer the question.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
She doesn't
I don't know.
Get
I don't
it.
Know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out as a team.
Every interaction I have with Siri, I just end with, you don't understand me. You know, if I was going to look it up on the internet, I'd just look it up on the internet. That's her first go-to every time. Well, let's look it up on the internet. Well, no shit. I could have done that. I've got the internet in my hands. Ivan, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes!
Yes, it's so good!
Very funny.
It's very funny. It's a good horror movie. It's very gory at times. I loved all of the actors and characters. Rhys Darby is fantastic as the werewolf.
I found it extremely unrealistic. Only I know what happens in the shadows. You think you are a werewolf? I was born a werewolf.
Who knew? Look at me!
I really enjoyed it because there haven't been that many good mockumentaries since the great mockumentary market crash of 2005. That post-office period where everyone was like, we love mockumentaries, and then everyone was like, no, thank you. We've moved on to found footage horror movies. Oh. So I enjoyed it.
It's really good, yeah. It's really it's mockumentary style, but that's really not. It's just funny. It's just really funny. The two guys that wrote and starred and then co-directed it, they were on Doug Loves Movies, and congratulations to them. I say.
Is that the thing about the vampires?
Yeah,
it's about vampires. Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah.
Graham. What about you, buddy?
I saw Ex Machina, whatever. That's a great film. Oh my
Machina,
God.
Yeah, Machina. It's really good, right?
It's exceptional. I think it's the best movie about to cover the artificial intelligence thing. That's, I mean, like you got all those bags of shit like iRobot and which are just fucking stupid. This was great. It's good stuff. No skits about it, gang. Just a solid review. All right.
No skits about it, gang.
That's what you get.
Is it about time travel? What is it about?
It's about crazy Oscar Isaac as like a Steve Jobsy guy who lives up in the hills in his goddamn billionaire fort who's created an artificial intelligence. And then dude
it's
from After
lady.
Time. It's a lady. It's amazing.
Lady
the CG
robot.
On it's great. And it's awesome. And then she kind of turns and what happens? And woo, it's good times.
Yeah, she turns. She's like,
yeah.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Would you like a grape?
Wait, what?
No, I'm good on grapes.
Big surprise. A guy makes a robot
would
and it just happens
like
to
a
be
grape?
A fuckable lady.
Yeah, she is pretty hot.
Well, you're making a robot. You're not going to make a dude.
Why not?
Make him with a big dick. All your friends come over. They're like, really, Bert? What?
Dude, you're dating a machine. Ex machina.
Oh! Doug Benson, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not dating the machine anymore. She's my ex machina. But yes, I recommend it as well. Go see it. Good stuff.
Good film.
Matt Fultron. Been to the movies?
I saw Whiplash last.
Oh, that's
was,
good.
Good movie.
This guy wants to play the drums, but his teacher is a cunt. Pretty good movie.
By the way, started that movie thinking it was about roller derby. Isn't there a movie called Whiplash about roller derby?
There could be, but probably not.
There was, right?
Whip It.
Oh, never mind.
It's totally Whip It directed by Ellen Page, Drew Barrymore, starring Ellen Page.
You got so excited about that Ellen Page almost got to direct that thing. I think they just showed up one day and threw a dart at the actresses, and it hit Drew Barrymore, so she directed it. But it's in my top three roller derby movies of all time, I'd say. For sure. It's right up there with Kansas City Bomber and Mighty Ducks.
Rollerball 2000.
Rollerball doesn't count as roller derby. That's under the future. The future's fucked up.
Is it though?
Dystopian sports movies. That's what that goes under.
The Running Man? I think that's the only other one.
There's been a few futuristic game show situations.
Running Man.
Running Man. We're all agreed. Running Man. It's unanimous.
All right. I call this meeting of Running Man.
Tron.
Over. What?
We were just naming dystopian sport movies. I'd say Tron.
Look, esports aren't real sports.
Death
we all
Race.
Know that.
Death Race 2000.
Yep.
That was off the hook.
Oh, the Death Race fan club is in the back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you. Woo, you made it. Should have got here early. Oh, that was mean. Everyone should have a front row seat in their heart.
Please, Graham, don't hurt him.
Can I get another beer, please? I have a show at 7:30. This is going to be a fucking nightmare. Just pretend it's a late show, guys, in the back that are working here. Can we do this up until 7:30 so that we can just keep the same crowd and then I can just do all the same jokes?
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to management about keeping the same crowd. I think there might be some issues there. I think you've sold some tickets. Well, those people waiting outside, they're not going to
be
happy.
I'd be shocked.
What?
Thank you very much.
Popular attraction, Bert Kreischer.
Would it be possible for me to get a Jameson on the rocks? Thank you.
Don't do it.
Could I have a vegan smoothie with chia seeds and a side of goji berries? I like to sprinkle them on the top.
Wait, hold on.
I'm still ordering. And in a gluten-free cup.
Have you had chia seeds?
Yeah.
Have you shit
a
chia seeds yet?
A gluten-free cup?
Has anyone shit chia seeds? It's like shooting BBs. Just... It's fucking insane. And they're all like lubed up because they get gooey, so they come out rapid fire.
Well, if you rip them off of a chia pet, of course they're going to be gluey.
What else? What else are you eating?
Thank you. I just put chia seeds in yogurt to try to fill up. And then all of a sudden, when you shit, you know they're chia seeds. I'm being serious. Go ahead. Have a spoonful of chia seeds and then just wait. Just wait. And then when you shit, you'll be like, oh, Bert was 100% right. I'm very perceptive about shitting. Go bowling tonight. Go bowling, then wipe your ass tomorrow. You'll be like, ow, that hurts.
Wow, two very specific assignments we have, you guys. I hope the all-night chia seed bowling center...
Eat some chia seeds, then go bowling.
The night is still young.
Well, unfortunately, we got some business to take care of right now. This is the part of the show where I say...
Let the games begin! Take control, San Francisco.
Got a lot of great name tags in the house today, and people are going to hold them up, especially, where's Danny Glover?
I called The Shawning.
Oh, really, you should have just said, when I said, why that, you should have said, I'm a Danny Glover. Danny Glover.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to walk around with that, take it home.
The members of his fan club are called the Glover. Glove it or
Do
leave
pick
it.
Out something?
I like the Obvious Child poster that says Obvious Cassie. That's very nice.
I already know
Jurassic
which one I'm picking.
Jurassic Park. That's nice. That's nice.
I already know which one
Good
I'm picking.
Good franchise.
Can we go on? All right, yeah, go get which one you want to play for.
First and, Dreams May Come.
Okay, it's not a...
Shawning, come
it's
up
not
here,
a race.
Shawning. This is going in my man cave.
Really look around. Pick the one that's really, you know... Don't ignore the balcony. And while they do that, we'll go to do a commercial
this
break.
This is beautiful.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, the wait is finally over. Baseball season is here at last, and the excitement continues all season long at, you know what I'm going to say next, DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just select two pitchers and eight position players. Stay under the salary cap. Gotta stay under that cap. And you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Last year, Peter from Colorado won $1 million at DraftKings.com in one day just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now. You know, just put this show on pause for a second. Go enter the promo code MOVIE to play for free. You could win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Use promo code MOVIE for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Beetlejuice. That's DraftKings.com. Today's show is also brought to you by Xero, X-E-R-O. I've spelled it for you before. Xero is beautiful accounting software built to help small businesses to be more productive and successful. Xero is easy to use. Send invoices, online quotes to your customers, pay your employees, manage your cash flow, expenses, and even your inventory with Xero. Xero is in the cloud, so you can access and manage all your business accounting on the go. Xero does what desktop software does and more. Plus, you can use it anywhere at any time from your mobile device. Working and traveling, you can send invoices easily on the go, and clients can pay online instantly. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at Xero.com/podcasts. That's Xero.com/podcasts. Xero. Xero is beautiful accounting software built to help small businesses be more productive and successful. Sign up for a free 30-day trial today at Xero.com/podcasts. Back to the show.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Bert Kreischer?
I'm playing for Brian with a beautiful sign that says, Bert's dreams may come.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
You figured out that you were going to be here like a stalker.
Well, my name was on the billboard under yours, or above yours. So I'm sure they thought, you know, we're best friends. We do all stuff together, like paddleboarding. We need to spend more alone time together, me and you.
Who are you playing for, Ivan?
I'm playing for Sean, and his poster is The Shawning, and this is a very well-printed-out poster.
That's nice,
sure,
yeah.
A lot of effort into this.
It's like a real lobby card or something.
Yeah, are you guys graphic artists? This is really fucking
Everybody
good.
In San Francisco is a graphic designer.
Oh, wow. That, look at that one. Oh, keep going.
Graham, what do you got?
Well, this gentleman...
Something that's gluten-free?
Well, no, I don't think these are gluten-free, but he did bring us a box of donuts, and then his... I'm assuming his last name is Wilder, because he took a Van Wilder DVD insert and just taped AJ on top of it. But then it opens up, and you'll go wild over this movie, and there's a dog we all remember from Van Wilder, I guess, that there was a dog and there was a butt that we looked at in Van Wilder, and now that's AJ's thing. But he really just taped a cheap shit on a fucking donut box, and that's why I picked him. Hats off, sir. Almost... Yeah, went with a lady that had built a miniature city, but
It could be worse. It could be the rise of Taj.
Who wants
this donut?
That was
the Van Wilder direct-to-video sequel.
Oh, Doug is throwing donuts out in the audience like seals. You got to catch it with your mouth, sir.
Oh, do it, Doug.
Who's catching it with his
back
mouth?
Row, back
catch
row.
Catch it on your dick.
Yeah. Somebody get a boner and we'll do ring toss.
Here's one that doesn't have a hole in it. This is going to be messy, bro. All right, bro. Can I throw it overhand?
Yeah, pitch that shit.
Doug, Douglas.
Whip your mouth.
I feel like we're in the movie Blow.
Oh, Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Oh, Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Black Betty had a child of the table. Blam-blam, donut.
He's going to get pulled over tonight. No, officer, I swear to God, it's donut.
Yeah, I apologize to Cobbs. If donut sales go down tonight, let me know. If the house donuts don't sell as well, I apologize.
The house donuts.
Every donut you give out is a donut they don't sell.
Does it ever cross your mind to, like, just pull the mic away from your laughing mouth?
The laugh is half my career.
Well, go ahead and do the other half and take your goddamn shirt off. I'd put it more into thirds, maybe. One third the laugh, one third shirtlessness, and one third you should chug something.
Chug something. I didn't get that part.
Don't you? Aren't you kind of known for, like, if people bring something up on stage, you'll drink it?
Yeah, I guess so. I thought you were talking about Heimlich maneuver. I was like, because I've given the Heimlich maneuver before.
What about what I said made you think I brought up the Heimlich maneuver said you need to chug?
Oh, I thought you said choke. I thought you said choke, and I was like, I don't, that's not in my act. Choking out Tiger Woods and bitches, just.
I bet some people wish you'd choke on that laugh.
No, don't worry, I get those emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just have to say, hey, man, I love life. I do love life. I laugh by myself.
Yeah. He loves it so much that he ruins it for everyone. Who you playing for, Ivan?
I had Sean. No, we already went through Sean.
All that stuff with the donuts, I didn't ever hear the person's name. Who you playing for, Graham?
AJ. Wilder.
AJ. And who are you playing for, Matt?
A guy named Matt. It's a Matt World. It's a play on It's a Mad, Mad, Mad.
Yeah,
Mad
and
world.
He's got the big W
okay, got it.
From that
suitcase
movie.
At the. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Very clever, Matt, yeah. Matt, Matt, Matt.
I was drawn to it. Matt. It's got my name on it.
Yeah, that worked out great.
Didn't it?
Yeah. Let's play some games and determine who's going to win the prize bag.
But can we play, since we don't have a time limit, can we play a couple games?
I don't know why you think we don't have a time limit. I don't know where that got into your
there's not like a all chick review.
Who likes kind of a plain kind of one? All right, I'm really going overhand this time, dude. You ready? Yeah. It's coming at you, newsies.
Oh, do it in the mouth.
Someone's got to get into the mouth.
Do it in the mouth.
Not quite. Are you going to eat the floor donut?
It's okay. It's okay.
You have to eat the floor donut now.
Yep. It's 5 seconds.
I wish there was a guy with a speed gun pointed at that. 40 miles an hour.
I would have got
a fucking donut
here.
In his face.
I think that was at least 50. That was a 50 mile an hour donut.
Oh, my God. All right. So
If you started choking, that would be half my career.
I can't tell you how happy I am that I still have 6 donuts left.
I'll hit the back row. I got a good arm.
I think my shows from now on, I'm just going to start bringing a box of donuts and just throwing them at people in the audience. Because it's really, there's something, it feels great.
Oh, it
makes you feel powerful.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Graham, you want to?
Yeah, I'd like to chuck a donut.
He's going
to
get one.
Do we all get to chuck a donut?
It's tough to get the right arc to get it into the balcony.
Graham, no, here's what you got. Are there people in the balcony?
Enough donuts for everybody.
See if you can make it in the bar.
Okay, I can't go over because I got a ceiling.
Well, the bar's got people trying to work, so I don't know if
you
want to chuck
arm.
No. This is going to come in so hot.
There's a server
with a tray of...
In the bar!
Into the bar!
In the fucking bar!
Whoa. I get the biggest stuffed animal you got, top shelf!
Wow.
That was fucking impressive!
Wow.
Huh? You ever seen one of these, San Francisco? Huh? That's called a fucking...
Oh, the donut came back!
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right, and it collapsed because it got close to me.
That makes sense. Super impressive.
Wow, you are going to get a call from the Bartenders Union of San Francisco, my friend, because that was dangerous.
Bartenders, tip the bartenders well. They're getting donuts chucked at them. Thanks, fellas. Sorry.
Imagine he goes home to his girlfriend. How was your
shift? I don't drink, but I'll give you guys a nice tip for a glass of water and some chia seeds that Bert's going to watch me shit out later.
You go to a show that's advertised as 420, you get what's going to happen. You get that donuts might be hurled at your face.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're working there or just in the audience, you're going to get a donut in the face. It's 420. For crying out loud.
It's a donut in the face somewhere, bro.
Donut in the face every day.
What?
All right.
Now, because of my hand, that was a cinnamon one, I put it on. Now my microphone smells like cinnamon and sugar.
Let me smell it.
Yeah.
What if the movie Friday was just...
Everyone's going to think Ralphie May just performed here.
Burn!
What? Too soon?
What if the... But seriously... What if in the movie Friday they just sat on the porch throwing donuts at people as they walk by instead of smoking weed? That'd be a much better message,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Craig, I know you don't eat donuts, right? But you're going to eat donuts today.
Bye, Frosted.
Quoting lines. That is awesome.
Good job. Full charge.
All right, you guys. Let's play some games. The first game... a little something called How Much Did This Shit Make? And Avatar is still the number one movie of all time.
Oh, I'm gonna
despite
be
being a great piece of shit. When that movie came out, people were so mad at me for not liking it. They really took it personal. But now, I don't think people care anymore. That next Avatar needs to come out. Get those people back. They're all Games of Thronesing or something. Right?
Look, everybody's just waiting to build up interest for James Cameron's Avatar theme park. That's a real thing that's happening.
Now, that's probably going to be a lot of fun, you know? There you probably get, you know, taken for a ride or whatever.
Sigourney Avatar, the like, hey, respect nature.
Avatar the movie is, if you fall in love with a girl that's on the opposite side, you can go ahead and be a traitor. Makes it totally okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I thought it was about riding horses. So if anyone's ever ridden a horse, it's all about the connection you have with that animal. When you get that animal and you choose them.
Is that why you're trying to put your penis into that horse's tail?
If you ever ride a horse, it's a lot like Avatar.
It has no plot? Come on. Who's
and shitty dialogue? GrahamElwood.com.
We'll start with, for all your Avatar hatred, Matt.
Yeah.
How much did that did the Avatar, it's the highest grossing film domestically according to boxofficemojo.com, how much in millions did Avatar 1, as it soon will be known?
Pretty stressed out.
Cause how much did it make?
How much any movie made. So highest grossing, I'm just going to go with $900,000. I mean, no, 900...
900 grand.
900 million. 900 million.
Entire run.
Well, it's a piece of shit, man. 900 million.
Okay, Matt says 900,000 million.
No, no, no. No, I didn't.
I go $100.
For reals?
Yeah, Doug, that's what I'm going to choose.
Okay. No, Graham says $100.
You're a cock wagon. I want to say this thing broke, it just domestic, so not worldwide. Is that the thing?
Just domestic,
oh,
yeah.
Then just
North,
oh, I didn't
North know that. American box office.
North American box office.
Matt wants to change his answer.
Too late.
899 million.
Okay. I'm not going to write it down. Bold, we'll just remember.
Bold,
we'll just remember.
I'm actually going to go domestic. I'm going to say 750 million. It did over a billion worldwide, but that's what I'm going to say it did domestically.
Okay.
Is this Price is Right rules?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Graham's going 750 million. What do you think, Bert?
Are you asking me how much money did Avatar make domestic?
Stop it! Stop it! You guys can't see this, but he's cheating.
What?
I'm a bitch.
What?
I spit at any time.
Nobody likes a cheater.
What? What?
I have to maintain the integrity of the box office guessing game.
Fuck.
Nobody Call likes... the High Council. We need to get him tested.
You really tried to look that up on your phone behind your name tag?
No, I tried to have Siri. I had to Siri tell me. So I just
Siri, how much money did it make?
It's so hard to whisper to Siri.
No, I didn't even whisper. I just asked it out loud.
Oh, I see. You were repeating the question.
I was repeating the fucking question in my phone.
Now I get it.
How much money did they make domestically?
She's not even... I go ahead and straight up ask her. Because she's not going to have the answer.
I don't typically go to the movies.
I don't feel that box office receipts are a good way to judge the quality of a film.
I prefer watching Netflix at home.
She told me she couldn't find any ATMs near me.
What the fuck?
Thanks, Siri.
There's one in this building.
I'm going to say, domestically, it scored $938 million.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Okay, Ivan.
I'm going $800 million, nice and even.
Nice and even.
Not a dollar more, not a dollar less.
Nice
the first
and
movie
even
to make exact change
Ivan
at the box office.
All right, well, it made... less than most of you thought it did. Which makes Graham Elwood our winner.
Oh, shit. That's right.
With what is the 750 answer? Million bid because it came in at 760.5 million.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about, SF. Boston
certainly Rocks to be added to a couple, two, three mil when they re-release it closer to the release of the next
wasn't
one.
Wasn't worldwide, though. Didn't it do like 1.3 billion or some shit like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. All over the world, it's probably four or five times that amount. It's crazy.
But are we taking in the depreciation of the dollar since when that was to now?
Yeah.
What about inflation?
Yeah, it's been with inflation. I think I'm a little more close.
Okay, let me go ahead and crunch those numbers. See if I can get an answer for you real quick.
Don't love statistics.
Yeah.
$900,000.
I want to ask Siri a question now.
Siri's been pretty good to me.
Who is Bert Kreischer?
She's going to think an owl's asking her.
Who is Bert Kreischer? Shaking it.
Yes.
It's really... Gotta show that Siri who's boss.
Oh, it, she pulled up your contact information.
Oh, read it out loud.
Because I have it. Your mobile number is 323.
Keep going. See if I, see. Let's play chicken.
But, oh, you got my number. Good point. Good point. All right, so Graham gets to go first in our next game. And who was next closest in the bidding?
I think it was Even. Ivan.
Even Ivan, that's my name.
Yeah, it's Ivan. So we'll go Graham, Ivan, Bert, Matt. Oh, I'll jump in there too. We'll go Bert, me, Matt. So it's going to be tough for you. Tough on you, Matt. Sorry about that.
That's fine with me.
Pretty great. Let's do
Matt, are you drinking?
What's happening, Bert?
Is Matt drinking? Can Matt get a Heineken? Because he's got to do the same show I have to do.
Yeah, we got to even this out, yeah, Ivan.
Oh, that's only fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should drink the same amount. So we're getting him a Heineken?
Yes, can you guys get Matt a Heineken so that he's equally as drunk as I am so that the audience thinks, oh, it must be us.
Thank you, Cobb's Comedy, for...
God damn it, you're
so
fucking
fast.
Good.
So on, man,
so
you guys are on it. Round of applause.
20%, you guys. 20%.
Guys, tip your weight staff.
Does the bar need another donut sent to it?
Hey, you want to cram another change. Donut down your throat holes?
You guys need any coconut for them daiquiris?
Coming at you.
You want me to one hop a peanut glaze back there?
Oh, here it comes. Here it goes, here it goes. Oh.
Please, no, please.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Ma'am, are you okay? Ma'am, are you okay?
Are you talking about Doug and
that's
the way he throws?
Sultan from County.
Ma'am, yeah. Are you okay?
Are you okay watching Doug throw like a girl?
Do you
are
you
okay?
Press charges?
Are you okay with that?
Luckily, Doug threw it like it's a League of Their Own tryout.
How did...
Somebody threw the cinnamon donut back towards the stage and hit a guy in the back of the head.
Oh, no.
Not cool, man.
And he's and he looks like he's crying a little bit. Dude, there's no crying in donut throwing.
It could have been worse. A guy could have thrown it at you. Now we know why he loves movies.
Stay inside, Douglas. Don't go out with those boys.
I threw it like that. I was trying to keep it low to get it into the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I have never thrown anything like in that way.
No, 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 yeah, yeah,
put that
yeah,
spin
yeah.
on it.
Real yeah. quick, Bert, let me show you how I meant to throw it.
We won't be seeing a... Never mind. Doug
loves
me.
Why can't every podcast devolve into food throwing?
What?
Why can't every podcast devolve into food throwing?
You know what I want to do now?
I'm fucking waiting to get smacked.
I want to put a stain on that wall over there.
Oh, shit!
You want me to whack off on
dude,
it?
Dude, and no one will ever... They'll always remember it was you, Doug.
I think they'll just clean it off.
Well, guys, everybody watch out.
Give me that donut back.
The donut wasn't hurt
at all. Here we go,
all.
Here we go.
The donut's fine. Wait. Oh,
guys, I got a show at 7:30. It's going to be smelling like we fucked a baker
please,
in here.
Please, Graham, please. Please. Please, Graham.
What?
No, no, no.
Guys, we got to clean this up. On behalf of the waitstaff, I hope you're cleaning this up.
I'm sorry, guys. I just lost control for a second. That's my fault. Very civilized.
This is why the terrorists hate us, by the way.
That
hey, let's throw
donut.
Food at people and walls.
Thank God there weren't croissants. Just.
I'm sorry.
Punching clouds.
I want to. Here, go stand over there.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
And I'll try to hit. No, bring your sign.
Okay.
But leave your mic there.
I will bet money on the fact that from one side of the stage to the other side of the stage, you cannot
I
hit
I can't
me.
Hit the sign?
You can't hit. I'll say me. I've seen you throw twice.
You got it.
Shit.
You got it.
I'll say you can't
oh,
hit
oh,
me.
Oh, I'm going to hit you.
Oh, shit.
But take the sign. I think I want you to have some kind of protection.
I think I've got protection. It's called your childhood not throwing a ball. All right. Hey, wait. Someone fucking videotape this.
I'll roll video on it.
Here we go. I really think you cannot hit me from a fucking cross the stage 100%.
The only thing that would stop me from hitting you is being overly enthusiastic about hitting you.
No. You can't take a call. I mean? You gotta stand there.
If
and
I
throw
lob it, it'll definitely hit you.
No, oh yeah, no. Okay, try to lob it.
I'm just saying
what are you getting closer for?
I'm just saying when I go to when I'm at the carnival, I play to win.
Okay. Oh yeah, no, I get it. I play baseball competitively.
It's not necessarily about looking the best.
Live streaming on Periscope, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go.
God!
USA! 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 USA!
420! I will say that was very close to not hitting me.
The traditional 420 Eve donut throw, we've done that.
Hey, Bert.
I wouldn't have been able to kill that guy if I didn't hit him right in the heart.
You hit me in the shoulder.
It was like right here, wasn't it? Like
not
right
my
here.
Shoulder.
Bert, did you fart?
Oh, yeah, where's the stain at?
Did you fart when you got hit?
I didn't fart. Why? Does it smell?
Somebody farted.
It's going to be a fucking clusterfuck for my show.
What do you mean?
It's all this donut shit all over the place. I got a lot of splinting. By the way, from a foot away, he hit me in the exact same spot.
That's consistency.
Who wants a taste?
Right now.
That donut's disgusting.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a balcony. I'm going to hit the balcony.
Oh, shit.
By the way, this
There's
is
nobody
a much funner way to do bulimia.
Well, that wasn't bad.
I mean,
Graham, you accidentally dropped your microphone.
Sorry, the donut grease. It slipped.
Graham, I got to be honest with you. You were extremely talented at this. You should go to Palestine
and really
work for a team.
No, I was on the donut team in junior high.
High school, college?
Yeah, high school, college.
I never went pro?
Yeah, nah, the donut league wasn't as big as it is now, so.
Who's winning?
The donut league of shadows?
You should work at a stadium selling donuts.
Yeah, and be
and
like
this, donut, you just throw the fucking donut to people.
That'd be awesome.
We'll do a screenplay about it, and then they recruit you to be your, like, the closer, because you're so good. It's like Happy Gilmore meets donuts.
And then there's like a young upstart donut kid, and we like go head to head, and they're in a donut competition.
He's got munchkins.
Yeah, it's insane. And he's like throwing donut holes, and I'm like, you're not a traditionalist, I don't like it.
And it's called Old Fashioned.
Boom.
Hernandez, ladies and gentlemen.
Ivan. What are we doing, you guys?
This is comedy. This is what comedy is happening.
Is.
Let's start over.
This is, by the way, my favorite Doug Love movies I've ever been on.
Me too. Me too.
I can tell you my least favorite, and I can tell you my favorite. This is my favorite.
Yeah, there's something about wasting food, even if it's just donuts.
I don't think we're wasting
really
food.
Fun.
I think we're preventing diabetes.
That's right.
It's a good way to look. That's a glass half full.
Yeah, because it's often that one donut. You got to suddenly be over the edge and have diabetes, right? That one donut could do it.
This would be bad if this was the podcast they turned Ethiopians on to podcasting with. They're like,
this is on the front page of the Ethiopian iTunes store.
Hey, Ethiopians, check out this podcast. The first episode has a guy with a wonderful laugh. Let's play some more games. I think I was trying to get into a game of Last Man Stanton when I was rudely interrupted by my desire to throw donuts. Who is our favorite donut tosser?
It's got to be Graham.
It's Graham.
Not on the stage. I mean, in the audience. Who did we really nail?
Well, this guy got hit in the head.
And the lady.
The lady right there.
Yeah, you beat that lady
up. I think the guy who tried to catch it in his mouth and it dropped to the floor, that guy deserved it.
Oh, that guy's terrific. Let's talk to that guy.
Well, this lady got hit in the face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that lady got hit in the face.
Sorry, lady.
You should have caught it, ma'am.
Do you listen to Doug Loves Movies, ma'am? Yeah? Do you always, when we play Last Man Standing, do you have someone that you think of that you would think would be a good person for us to use? No, she's looking around. I'm glad I hit you.
Karma's a bitch.
I'm not serious.
I'm just teasing. It's okay. But my friend over here that I did hit in the face with a donut.
The other person?
The other of my two donut massacres.
Gary Busey.
That's interesting. I don't know how long that's going to last. start with Graham. Gary Busey. No audience suggestions, please. It's just between these men on stage.
Oh, fuck me.
I will go. Yeah. I will go Point Break.
God damn it.
Asshole.
And I got shit in the holster.
Really? It's a little early to get cocky.
I always get fucking beat in this game.
Ivan.
Lethal Weapon?
You.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
You took, it looks like you guys took Bert's dream Gary Busey double feature. So what else you got, buddy?
Celebrity Rehab?
It's fun getting laughs, isn't it?
Gary Busey.
Yes, that's the one.
I don't have anything.
Okay, you're out.
Can I go?
I'm going to go with the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, fuck! I read that book.
Matt, can you think of any Gary Busey movies?
Pass.
Did you say pass?
I passed. Go back to Graham.
I think he said Tess.
He wasn't.
I was gonna say Buddy Holly.
He wasn't in Test of the Darbinvilles. Okay, Matt's out. Graham?
Big Wednesday.
Yeah. Big Wednesday.
One surfer in the audience.
Oh, boy. Ivan?
I want to say he was in Mars Attacks just because the odds of somebody who was an actor in the 90s being in Mars Attacks, it's pretty good.
He was not in Mars Attacks.
Then I was wrong.
But Jake Busey was... I don't know. This should be easier than it is because he worked a lot, but then he kind of stopped.
It's really just Point Break, though.
Yeah, it's really Point
much.
Break was really the Point Break. I'm trying to think of another one that he was in, and nothing's coming to me.
The guy's famous, man.
I know.
Oh, wow.
You thought of one? I got one. The Firm. The Firm. Yeah, it's true. Holly Hunter blows him under a desk.
That's right. I remember.
Now Graham remembers.
Scene. Yep. That's like him with time travel. I just remember blowjobs.
Something, something, blow something.
Something, something, cock and mouth, something, something, part two.
Do you have another one, Graham?
Predator 2.
Oh!
Got good.
Another
Danny
Glover taking the blowjobs.
Predator 2.
Throw a donut at him, Graham. You
Glover and Busey
it.
Was a great creative team.
Gary Busey. I just picture him coming in out of breath all the time. Telling people, just yelling at people to do things. Busey.
Gary Busey.
But I can't think of shit. I got good and high for today. And I know when you guys start yelling them out, you're going to have some juicy ones. But Graham is the winner of Last Man Stanton. Yeah.
Cops, my first time ever winning Last Man Stanton is right here on 419.
Do you have...
Good job, Graham.
Do you have another one, Graham?
No, I was out. I was. If you didn't have anything, I was. That's what I was banking on. Is I got you.
Yeah.
Too.
So
I had nothing else.
I couldn't come up with that one more. But also, I didn't want to waste any more time. But what ones did we miss, you guys? Rookie of the Year.
Yep. Drop Zone with Wesley Snipes.
Yes. Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
Oh wow! Rookie of the Year. I heard.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I'm with Busey.
Silver Bullet.
It was in Schindler's List?
It wasn't in Schindler's List.
Yeah.
No, wait. He played the little girl in the coat.
It was in Schindler's List?
Schindler's List.
Hey, Doug, you know they're making, remember last time we talked about how I thought all movies should be made black? They're doing that. No, you know they're doing that with Uncle Buck now?
They're doing a black version of Uncle Buck?
Yeah. I just found that out. It's the new thing.
What's it called?
Uncle Buck. I don't know.
It's like a big chicken and waffles he flips.
You know who's playing Uncle Buck?
I believe it's one of the Epses. I don't know if it's Mike or Omar.
They're not brothers.
Are they not?
No, that's very racist.
All black guys with the last name are related.
No, it's not. Really? They're not brothers. They're not even related. But it is Mike Epps. You knew that?
Michelle Pfeiffer and Mekhi Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Not related?
Shaquille O'Neal is related to the guy who makes wetsuits. That's why they're black. I don't know if you noticed that.
The guy who makes wetsuits. O'Neal wetsuits are just some dude in Redondo Beach in a...
Jeff O'Neal.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Make wetsuits.
What of it?
Oh, weird. Just somebody has to.
It's better than being an abortion doctor. Well, I'm just saying that's a weird... Oh, fuck you guys. Wow.
I bet you there's 1,000 jobs that are worse than wetsuit maker, and you went right to abortion doctor.
Right.
I mean, like bartender at Cobb's having donuts thrown at him. That'd be an example of something that's...
It's inhumane.
Yeah, it is. They're going to get combat pay tonight.
Graham gets to pick the first category. And then we'll go to Matt and Bert and Hyphen. Graham gets to choose between...
So this is Len Moulton we're going?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're supposed to stay awake till midnight.
Did I say that? What do you mean?
This is going to be a long fucking night.
You're going to stay and participate in my show later?
Well, I got to do my show, and then you got your show at like 9:45. I might as well just go to that bar, drink, come back, and then be a part of that.
Yeah, might as well.
I'm not promising anything, but
no promises, you guys.
I'll probably just laugh, take my shirt off, and take a shot, and then be like, that's my time.
You leave him wanting that 1% more. Graham, would you like 50 Shades of Grape?
Ooh.
Which, of course, is films where Johnny Depp has sex. Or would you like Nationwide is on Your Side? And that, of course, is films where a child dies.
Oh.
And here's a tough one. Nobody ever wants it for some reason. First Name Basis. And this will be a movie where when I read the names, after all the bidding is done, I'm only going to read the actors' first names. Whoa. Yes, makes it extra tough, probably.
Unless Madonna's in it.
Right?
Oprah.
Then I'll just be...
Or if it's Purple Rain.
It's just the color purple, the butler.
Yeah. Prince.
Common.
All right, Graham, which one of those do you want to play?
Wow, I gotta go Jay Dizzle throwing down 50 shit. Shades of Grape.
Okay,
nobody else cares, but I guess I'm excited about it.
I just, for a second there, Jay Dizzle throwing down, I was like, which category is that?
Dead kids.
Dead kids, yeah, that's the...
Yeah.
And this is movies where Johnny Dex has sex?
Johnny yeah. Dex...
Rango.
Johnny Dex has seps. Tons of seps. He's a seps machine. You're just a machine. He's a seps machine.
I already know the movie. I can name it.
Hang on. Let's play by the rules. Starts with Graham. Might not even get to you. 2.5 stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin.
I know the movie.
For this film in which Johnny Depp has sex from the year 2012.
Know it. No, I don't know it.
I thought it might take that turn right around that time. Leonard says about this movie that it's amusing. It's amusing. And then it has a lavish production design. Mm. And he lists 12, let's call it 10 people. 10 people. How many names can you get it in, Graham Elwood?
Amusing.
Out of 10.
I will go 7.
7's very strong opening bid. Ivan?
I will go 4 names.
Ooh. Another strong counter bid. Bert, we got to you. You can go lower. You can challenge Ivan.
You said 4?
Yes.
Well, I'm not the kind of guy that goes, tell me. And then, so
because that's not what anybody's asked to do here.
So wait. If I say 3 names and I get it wrong, who wins?
It would depend on if what Matt Fulcheron does with those 3 names. He could bid lower or challenge you.
I mean, by nature, I'm a gambling sort.
Jesus.
I'll take 3.
He says 3, Matt.
Name it.
Fuck off,
Matt.
I don't know it. Chocolat? I don't fucking know it.
And what was the question again?
Question is, why do I...
Bert, no, no. Bert, no, no.
Can I get a spray bottle of water up here?
Johnny Depp has sex. 2.5 stars. Okay. 2012. Amusing. Lavish production design, and then out of the 10 names, you get 3.
And they're
reading from the bottom.
Ah, fuck. Read it from the top.
It's interesting that you bid based on hoping I'll change the rules of the game. The 3 at the bottom are Christopher Lee, Gully McGrath, good old Gully, and Chloe Grace Moretz. whose work I enjoy. What do you think it's called, Bert?
2012, Johnny Depp has sex. Where was I in 2012? Well.
Wow, did I say show your work?
I know the name of the movie. I know the movie. Johnny Depp was a vampire. That's the movie.
Ah!
But you have to tell us the title.
I can't remember the fucking name right now.
And you have to do it in 5 seconds.
Something the height.
4.
Hold on. Just don't do that to me. It's the fucking movie where he's a vampire and the...
2.
The fucking something heights. The fight. The
Juan,
fight. I don't fucking know, Doug.
Don Juan DeMarco.
Oh, it's Don Juan DeMarco?
No. That's not what it is. No seconds left.
Oh, no. Hold on. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Joey Diaz pulled me aside and he asked me if I wanted to go see it with him. And I was like, no.
Pulled you aside?
And he said it's going
to
be...
I don't want anyone else to hear this.
Michelle Pfeiffer was in it. I remember the fucking movie because I ended up watching it.
Bert, I want you to go see this with me.
He's like,
bro.
He's like, dog.
You cocksucker.
It's going to be a good fucking movie.
All right. No answer? Pacific Heights?
No, it wasn't Pacific Heights. It's the fucking... I don't know the name, Doug. I give up. What is it?
It's called Dark Shadows. Dark Shadows.
Do I get part points?
Matt has a point. You have no points. But if it makes I'll you feel it. Any better, Ivan and Graham also have no points.
I was close, wasn't I?
Close to what?
It wouldn't hurt one of you guys to go, Mark Shallow.
We'll start with Ivan and move towards Graham. And a quick reminder, we've only got a couple minutes left here to finish this up, so we can't... yeah, sorry. Lots more show tonight. Come back and see Bert and Matt at... what time is your show?
7:30.
7:30.
Pacific Coast time.
Mark Shadows.
Thank God it's on the time that we're in. Ivan, would you like Dear White People? And that's movies starring Betty White, Jack White, or Mike White.
Don't pick that one.
Bert's on the record as saying he doesn't want you to choose that one.
I'm not good at those.
Go Bananas. That sounds good to Bert.
I saw both of those.
It's movies with apes in the title. I'll give you an example. The Grand Budapest Hotel. Look at Bert's face, everybody. He's like, there are no apes in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Budapest.
Yes.
That could be very confusing. I wouldn't pick that one either.
Clark Meadows.
Or Wahlberg versus
Mark
Wahlberg versus Wahlberg.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And that's Mark Wahlberg movies where he had two movies come out in the same year.
That's the one. That's the one.
I will go with Dear
this
White People.
Would be one of them.
You're not even white.
Fine.
I know, that's why I'm taking it.
2002, 2003, or 2009?
What's this category?
What's the category? We weren't paying attention.
Sorry.
Dear White People, movies right, with right. Betty White, Jack White, or Mike White in the film.
I'm in.
Who the fuck's Mike White?
He's a writer.
Don't tell him, for Christ's sake.
Okay, look. I'll go 2002.
2002. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that he says the person who wrote the screenplay co-stars in the film.
Can I?
He also says...
Were you going to solve it?
I don't know. I'm going to play by the rules of the game.
He says
I'm a first-time guest. You have to be very proper.
Good writing and wonderful acting. And he lists 8 names. How many can you get it in, Ivan?
0 names.
Graham Elwood, Ivan
says
0.
By the way, if
zero.
I get this... As a non-canon outside of Los Angeles episode, if I get it in 0 names, do I make the Tournament of Champions?
It's what?
He knows better than you, random people in crowd.
This is a great question, actually, because in case anybody's wondering,
what
we've moved on to the we're into the final round of the. Tournament of Championships, of the Super Tournament of Championships.
Oh, okay.
And then that's going to lead into the Super Duper Tournament of Championships. And so all the players are locked in, so we just have to finish all of that.
Okay.
So it's a big no to your
fair enough
request.
Then I'm not going to be fancy and go -2 names. I'm going to stick with my bid of 0.
Okay.
-2 names.
He's sticking with his bid.
How would you do -2 names?
I named 2 people.
You have to name the top 2 billed people in the correct order. It's tricky, Bert.
Yeah, no, this is...
So, I'm still going 0.
So
let's
goes,
keep
it goes
on the
to me, then?
How many times do you think you've been on the show, Bert? If you had to guess.
I can answer that in... 3
negative
guesses.
-2 times.
Okay, Graham. Ivan says 0. Right. He's confident.
Name it.
He's young. He's dry. He's secure.
It's School of Rock.
No, it's a motion picture called The Good Girl.
Oh, fuck me!
The Good
Girl. What writer-director was
girl.
In that film?
Mike White.
Stupid Mike White having to be in movies he's already written. God damn it.
It's so much fun watching a nerd fail.
I'm going to say it. Icarus flew too close to the movie.
This is like watching Britt McHenry get her car towed.
God damn it.
All right, Graham's on the board. We got to hurry, you guys.
Should have gone 2013.
We got to go fast. We're going to start with you, Bert, and then go to and then go to Matt.
I can name it in zero names.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
I could see the overexcited rookie. I could just see it. He was all shaky. I got it. And I was like, name it. You'll never get this.
And that's why they call him old-fashioned.
That's right.
From before. Callback.
From before.
Callback to the
I got it. I got it.
God.
Bert.
Yes.
That's what she said. That's movies with a female narration.
I've seen zero of those. Keep going.
I've seen lots of movies where a woman does narration.
Yeah, right. Unless Happy Gilmore had a chick reading it in a man's voice. Nope.
I don't want to blow it for later, but I'll tell you one afterwards that you've definitely seen.
Oh yeah.
Okay, or Fast Batch Cumberbender. And that's movies with Michael Fassbender or Benedict Cumberbatch. Not both.
Considering I've only seen one Benjamin Cumberbatch movie.
You haven't seen a batch of Cumber?
I've only seen one Cumber.
You've seen the one?
I've seen one batch of Cumber, and it was the one where he played the gay guy who was autistic.
All right, maybe this category's up your alley.
Yeah, Benjamin Cucumber.
Martin... Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
And that's Martin Scorsese movies without an R. He didn't get the R rating on some of his films.
Oh, I thought you meant like excluding Godfather. Godfather 2.
You're way off.
I'm going to go with female narrated movies and pray to God it's Eat, Pray, Love.
You just do not understand how this game works at all. Would you like a movie from 1990 or 2006?
You know, I'm actually confused right now.
Are you?
I don't know what we're doing.
You are actually confused.
Can we just go back to throwing donuts at people?
1990?
He's actually confused. It is no longer an act. It's an actuality.
Take your shirt off, dude.
So...
Would you like a movie that has a female narration in it from 1990 or 2006?
Considering I was not talking to a lot of females in 1990, I'm going to say 2006.
Oh, sounder logic I've never heard. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2006.
2006.
He
just
says the lead character is buttoned down.
Got it.
He says the movie has a clever concept.
Okay.
Yeah, and a fine cast. I'll give you a fine cast as well.
Really?
And he names 9 people that were involved in this movie. How many names can you get it in? It's got female narration in it.
And what was the plot?
Supposedly. Well, there's this guy. He's buttoned down.
And what was the title?
Okay, and 2006, I just had a daughter.
It's a fine
cast.
I
was living in the upstairs apartment in Detroit, 435 Detroit Street.
How many names out of 9? Like, 9 is one way to just move this along.
I'm going
to
say 9.
He's taking 9 names.
Can I go back and say more or less? Okay.
Matt.
I'm going to say 7 names.
Whoa, that's an interesting position for Graham Elwood.
I'm going to say name it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
I'm going to say I can't.
Here we go. This is for the win, because if...
Or the lose, depending on who you are.
If Matt does not get this, Graham will win. And if he does get it, he'll win.
And, so Bert's living
I have no chance
Detroit
of winning
Street.
At all?
You have no chance. It's kind of like if I were running this place, I would kill your mic right now.
Guys, I got a second show. If you want to get tipped out, no.
If you want to get tipped out, you're threatening them. Well, I was just joking around. Nobody's going to turn off shit. How many years did you spend in mime school to get that good at that? You look like one of those things where you pull the tie and its mouth starts flapping and it starts laughing and spits in your face.
I think you're thinking of Teddy Rupskin.
No. I'm thinking of Paddington.
All right. Before the show ends, could I get another Jameson on the rocks? Look, guys, I don't make a lot of money. I got to get the free drinks where I can.
Seven names. Matt Fulcheron.
Easy.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, shit. Already don't know the
Chenny.
Answer.
Linda Hunt.
Coming together.
Tom Hulse.
Right.
Tony Hale.
Oh, okay.
Tony Hale.
Queen Latifah.
Oh.
Stop making noises. Dustin Hoffman. And Emma Thompson. Matt, the movie is called...
Congratulations, Graham Elwood.
That's a crazy name for a movie. No idea?
The Donut Hero, starring Graham Elwood.
Graham, do you know the name of the movie?
Nope.
Emma Thompson is a voice that you hear doing narration in the film, and it stars Maggie Gyllenhaal and Will Ferrell, and it's called Stranger Than Fiction.
Ah!
Graham Elwood has done it again. He is our winner.
Thank you.
Good job, Graham.
Where's the person you played for, Graham?
AJ.
Where's AJ?
Wilder.
The donut man.
He deserves it.
He deserves it. He made the show.
There you go, dude.
Thanks for the donuts, dude.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, AJ.
I can't wait to see just a pile of shit on the curb outside.
Sign that shit.
Let me get my CD back.
Yo, yo, can I get that keychain?
Who are you?
This one sucks.
Wait, did he say who are you to me? I'm the local talent slot.
Who are you? What a rude thing to yell.
Really? What? After I said so many nice things and gave him so much shit, give me all my comic books back.
What, are you breaking up with another nerd?
I want my comic books. I want you to transfer all the downloadable content from the video games we play together onto my account.
I get to see the action figures every other weekend.
Hey, The Shining, do you have a shithead? It's not on
here, is it? No, no, he does.
Where is it? Oh, I see it. I see it now. Is there a shithead on the back of your thing, Matt?
There's nothing on the back, I don't think.
Is there? Yeah. They say there is. So just pass it over to me. And do you have any plugs, Matt Fulcheron? What do you got going on?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Miramar on the 25th of April, and I'm going to be at the Hi-Hat in Chicago, Illinois on the 26th of April. How you like me now?
Boo! Very funny man.
Matt Fulcheron, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Very funny man.
Graham Elwood.
Listen to the Comedy Film Nerds podcast. Many of you do. Those who don't, check us out. We're on iTunes. And, of course, Earbuds, the podcasting documentary, will be premiering at this year's Los Angeles Podcast Festival, September 18th through the 20th.
Hey, did I make it in the cut?
No.
Fuck.
Ivan, what do you got going on, man?
You can find me on Twitter, at Ivan_Hernandez. And you can go to the show I run the first Sunday of every month at Lost Weekend Video. It's called Gimme Fiction, gimmefiction.net.
Nice. All right. Bert Kreischer, what do you got going on?
Stand Up Live in Phoenix, House of Comedy in Minnesota, Levity Live in West Nyack, New York, and then DC Improv. That show is already sold out. And I did a podcast. Please go check it out with Kurt Braunholder. So it's on BertCast.com. Rate, review, subscribe, and give me other comics that I don't know that you want me to interview to talk to.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Thursday, May 7th, DouglasMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and links. One more time, thank you to everybody that came out today, to Cobbs Comedy Club, San Francisco, Matt Fulcheron, Graham Elwood, Ivan Hernandez, who? And Bert, put your shirt back on, Kreischer.
Only clap if you know me.
You have so much donut on your shoulder. I love it. I love how donut covered you are. You look like you just came from a strip club where they have donuts. These name tags are so unwieldy. It's hilarious. I don't even know what order to say these in. I don't know which one's going to get the biggest reaction.
The guy who wrote mine did a pretty good job considering.
Considering what?
Are you about to sneeze or are you having a stroke?
Not sure. Could go either way. No, my nose just got really itchy all of a sudden. I don't think I'm going to sneeze, but I definitely want to go to town on it.
You want me to do it for you?
No.
No, let me go to town on your nose.
No, Bert, you can pick your friends. Trying to close out the show, Bert.
No.
Cut off his mic, seriously.
Don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
Don't do it, guys. I'm going to tip you out later. David Miscavige is a shithead. Did I pronounce that right? Miscavige? He's got such a weird name.
Oh, shit, guys. Dave Chappelle just walked in.
Wow, they really ran with it.
You guys are assholes.
You winked at them like a motherfucker, and the five people decided to jump in.
I'm cutting my own mic.
Yeah, what was the gag going to be? Well, let's say they all played along and cheered like Dave Chappelle walked in. Then what happens?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah, and then we just do like a theater of the mind.
I just love how the crowd's reaction was no but.
Yeah, you saw me winking, right? I was going pretty heavy.
Yeah, I think they just kind of saw into the future and didn't think it was a bit worth bothering with. I think as a group, they just heard me saying, I'm trying to wrap this shit up. Joking around about cutting your mic. Then you come up with that nonsense. If I had another donut right now, I would dislocate your shoulder with it.
My body language is defeated to the listeners.
My body language is defeated to the listeners. Listeners, hear my body language.
Anyone who declines getting Doug because of their career is a shithead. I think that they're pointing at you with that one, Bert.
Oh, it's very pointed at me.
Yeah.
But
this next one, I'm
marijuana.
Not sure. I'm not sure who it's pointed at. Graham Elwood is a shithead.
Oh. You call me whatever you want, you Team Sam fuckbags. I'll just keep winning. Suck it.
Play the song.
Hey, once again, today's episode was brought to you in part by DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? Like today. Go to DraftKings.com and use the promo code MOVIE to play for free. You could win part of $300 million in prizes being awarded this season at DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug